Blog Talk Radio.
Slipping away.
Oh, praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen for that song this morning. Amen. Praise God. Just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, Holy Ghost. Yes, God, holding me. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Thank you, Lord, for leading me. Thank you, Lord, for protecting me. Thank you, Lord, for brand new mercies. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, 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 everyone, this morning. Amen. To Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service this morning, and we bless and praise our God this morning. Glory to God. We say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for loving us so much that you woke us up this morning in our right mind. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray and see what the Lord has to say to us today. Amen. Happy Sunday, everyone. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. May your day be filled with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, with family and friends and all the loved ones. Amen. Praise God. Celebrating in you on this day. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For grace and mercy for all the mothers. Amen. We should celebrate Mother's Day every day. My God, we give God the glory. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you, God. We lift you up, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. Oh, Father God, have your way. Let the Holy Spirit move throughout this place this day, Father God, in our homes, God. Anything that's not like you, God, we ask that you bring it down under the blood today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask, Lord God, that you continue to move by your mighty power, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your word go out with power and authority, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We welcome the special guest this morning, the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I ask, Father God, that you will bless every household that's represented here this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. And Lord, I ask, Father, that I may decrease, that the power of God may increase, God, and do the will that you have sent me to do, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray for wisdom, I pray for knowledge, and I pray for the understanding that only comes from the very throne room, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as you have set the atmosphere, my God, I give you glory. Now I ask that you open up our hearts to receive that which you have for us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we say thank you, we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. People of God, let us go to the scriptures this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm not a traditional preacher. Amen. I know that it's Mother's Day, but I have a word for us this morning. Amen. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, the 17th chapter. We want to start at the first verse. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says, now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shined like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold,
a bright cloud overshadowed them. And suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. He said, hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now, as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? Jesus answered and said to them, indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already. And they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to talk in this passage we heard from Matthew today, a unique story called the Transfiguration, the mountaintop experience. Jesus took these three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, to a mountain, and his glory was revealed to them there. He became radiant, glowing, shining. Moses and Elijah appeared to them. God showed up, and to his glory was hidden in the cloud. But his voice was crystal clear. Here we see Peter, James, and John, and glory to God, they was Jesus, I would say, his immediate circle. And we know that there was 12 disciples, but for some reason, Jesus always had these three with him. Many years, we see later, Peter wrote a letter of a young church, and he remembered seeing Christ figure transformed on the mountain. And if you listen with your heart and not just only with your ears, you can still hear the wonders in his voice. The Bible says, glory to God, in 2 Peter 1:16 and 18, it says, we witness the majesty with our own eyes, he said. Glory to God. We receive honor and glory from God the Father when a voice came to him from the magnificent glory saying, this is my dearly beloved son with whom I am well pleased. And we ourselves heard the voice from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. This is Peter writing later on. Peter was on that holy mountain with Jesus. He saw Jesus transformed, shining like the sun. He saw Moses and Elijah. He saw God's glory shining in the cloud, but he didn't understand what he saw. He didn't know what it meant, not at first, but he understood later. The question is, do we understand what happens on that mountain? What was that transfiguration was all about? Here, how to understand the transfiguration from the story and its perspective. A lot of times we as people of God, Christians, like to talk about the mountaintop experience. Glory to God. That's what we call times of intense spiritual renewal. Come on, Holy Spirit. When we feel a especially close to God, where you know, praise God, that when God takes you up higher, things are going well. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Times when perhaps deep trials are revealed to us on the mountaintop, when we experience the awe and the wonder in God's presence, but also the perfect peace with God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And oh, we never want to come down off the mountain. My God, we say thank you, Jesus. But we always have to. We have to go back down in the valley. Come on, Holy Spirit, which is how we think of the real world. The real world, amen, praise God. We think about the real. Can you imagine having such experience and all of a sudden coming back down? It's just like going on a vacation and have to come back to all the other stuff. My God, you had a beautiful time on the vacation. You saw the beautiful sights. Glory to God. You had a beautiful time. But then you come back, glory to God, as some people say, praise God, back to the bills, back to the family problem, back to temptation, back to the danger, all those things. My God, I give you glory. Coming back to the real world with all these dangers and distractions and temptations, okay? That kind of what's going on with the transfiguration in Matthew. Jesus gives Peter, James, and John a mountaintop experience, but as soon as they go down from the mountain back into the valley, they begin to long a slow, difficult journey that will lead Jesus to the cross. Ah, come on, Holy Spirit. The next time Peter, James, and John goes to the mountain with Jesus in the Mount of Olives, that night he betrayed and was arrested. And the next time Jesus was on the mountain, after that, he was nailed to the cross on Mount Calvary. So in Matthew's gospel, the transfiguration was a mountaintop experience between Jesus and those three disciples. But the story goes downhill from there. Oh, I want to talk to us today. My God, I give God the glory, Jesus. Matthew told us the story of the transfiguration to teach us. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. And to be prepared for us for those times when we have to leave our spirit. Spiritual mountaintop. Have you ever went in prayer and don't want to come out of prayer because the presence of God was so strong? The presence of God enveloped you. The presence of God, glory to God, made you feel good. Took all the fear, took all the anxiety all away from you. That's the spiritual mountaintop, and descended back into the valley. The truth is we spend most of our lives in the valley, my God, Holy Ghost, and it's really in the valley, not on the mountaintop, where our faith is formed, lived out, and renewed. Matthew wanted us to take what we learned on the Mount of Transfiguration down into the valley with us. These precious truths are revealed to us in this story. The transfiguration revealed who Jesus is. Peter revealed how not to respond to Jesus. God reveals our proper response to Jesus. The transfiguration reveals who Jesus is for a long time. Como Santo Robo, Santo Holy Spirit. We really didn't understand the transfiguration. Jesus starts glowing like the radioactive, and you know how something shines so bright, amen, that you have to cover your eyes when you look at the sun, amen. You can't even look at the sun because it's so bright. And these two ancient prophets appeared, and Moses and Elijah, who've been dead for hundreds of years, and here is this bright shining cloud covering everything. It sounded really cool, but like something you might see like in Star Trek or some other science fiction show. Come on, somebody. But glory to God, I didn't really get to the point until I entered into the commitment relationship in the Old Testament. When, glory to God, Matthew tells us in the story, look, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Matthew 17 and 5, it was a cloud full of light, and God's voice spoke out of the cloud. In the Old Testament, my God, I say thank you, Jesus, God led his people with a bright cloud called a glory cloud. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. During the day, it was shining columns of clouds, and glory to God. At night, it was a radiant pillar of fire, and for 40 years, God led the Israelites through the wilderness. All during that time, the pillar of cloud was always with them during the day. And the pillar of cloud, a fire was always with them during the night. I want to talk to us today about the transfiguration. A bright cloud always overshadowed them, and God was present with them in that cloud. When the Egyptian had the Israelites trapped by the Red Sea, the glory cloud stood between the Israelites and the Egyptian army. This bright cloud kept the Egyptians from attacking them that night. And just before dawn broke, God attacked the Egyptians from the cloud, hurling them into the sea as the Israelites escaped on dry ground. Come on, Holy Spirit. Whenever the glory cloud moved, the people moved with it. And when the glory cloud stopped moving, the people would stop too. They set up a camp and they stayed put until the cloud started moving again. Eventually, the glory cloud settled on Mount Sinai. God spoke to the Israelites from the cloud, and the voice shook the mountains, and they could not touch the mountain while the cloud was on it because they would die. God's presence was always hidden inside the bright cloud. Once when Moses was on the mountain with God, he asked God to let him, take a peek inside the cloud so that he could see face to face. But God told Moses, no, you cannot see my face because no one can see me and live. That's Exodus 33 and 20. Instead, God hid Moses in the gap in the rocks. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God hid him, my God, in the Messiah, in the rock's face. Amen. And only to let Moses see the back of the glory after he passed. So here we are in Matthew, hundreds of years later, and we're back on the mountain. And Moses is with them along with Elijah, who also once encountered God's glory and heard God's voice on Mount Sinai. Then God's glory cloud enveloped them, and God began to speak. Come on, somebody say, Korobo Sando, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. What is God saying to us today? And this whole time, Jesus is there with them, shining like the sun, and his clothes was turned into the most dazzling white they ever seen, like pure light. Listen to what Hebrew 1 and 3 says about Jesus. The Son is the light of God's glory and the imprint of God's being. All the transfigurations we see are all light. And that's why, glory to God. Have you ever noticed in your life, praise God, how my Son, the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, the more God comes into your life, glory to God, the light began to shine brightly. It began to flush out all the darkest things of the world. My God, it corrobos on the Holy Spirit. You're no longer thinking about the worldly things. There's called the transfiguration of your life. All the infinite brilliance and the glory of God reflected in the face of a person, Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. See, we don't understand some done, that Jesus had to pass through some things, and that's what we have to do. We are passing through some things, amen. As Jesus and the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, are killing us from the inside. Oh, my God, out, praise God. That's Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. The more you come into the Word of God, the more you come into the fasting and praying, you become numb to the world. Glory to God, but God still lets you see the world. He lets you see things and know how to pray. He lets you see people to know how to pray. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. There is a transfiguration, glory to God, that Jesus was experienced on the mountaintop. So therefore, people of God, there is a transfiguration that we're receiving also. He said, glory to God, behold your face, praise God. Glory to God, to look at your face in the mirror, and that we will see us, and that we will see Jesus through us. Come on, Holy Ghost. So here's the point. Jesus didn't just go around telling people, hello, I'm God. Instead, he revealed himself in the way that first century Jews could only associate with God. Everyone knew back then that a bright cloud had led Israel through the wilderness. That same glory cloud filled the temple, God's house, when Solomon built it. Ah, glory to God. Ekatura basando, Holy Spirit. They all knew that God dwelt in that cloud. On the Mount of Transfiguration, we see Jesus in the cloud, and the glory of God is shining from him. The Transfiguration revealed that Jesus is God. Ah, glory to God. Did you hear what I say? Glory to God. He didn't go around saying, glory to God, I am the anointed one. I am the appointed one. I am the prophet. I am the pastor. I am the apostle. He didn't go around talking about that. The Masato Robos and the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, somebody say it spoke for itself. Jesus is God. But wait, there's more. The Transfiguration just don't reveal that Jesus is God. It also revealed that he is Emmanuel, which is God with us. Remember, Moses had long, he had begged for God to let him just take a peek into the cloud and see God's glory in person. But God said, no, you can't handle my glory, Moses. It will kill you. But now, look, Peter, James, and John, glory to God, didn't just look into the cloud. They got to go inside the cloud. They saw God's face and lived. They saw God's face in the shining face of Jesus. Oh, y'all talk to me this morning, my God. Somebody said there's a transformation that's taking place. Glory to God. God is taking us from glory to glory. At the beginning of the message, we heard Peter's memory of the transformation. Oh, God, yada basaya. Transformation. Glory to God. He's transforming. The Apostle John was there too, and he also wrote about it in the Gospel. John 1:14 says, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Those three disciples went into the cloud, into God's presence, our Holy Ghost, and they didn't find judgment and death there. They saw only grace and truth. They saw God inviting them to come closer, to go deeper into his presence. The book of Matthew begins by calling Jesus Emmanuel. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God with us. And it ends with Jesus' promise, look, I myself will be with you every day until the end of the present age. Matthew 28:20. Here's what that means for us. It means the same Jesus who is God with us on the mountaintop is still God with us in the valley. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I don't know, praise God, of you on the mountaintop right now where everything is going well, but sometimes we have to come into the valley to know who Jesus is. Come on, somebody, thank the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. We don't like that valley. valley. Masataya the Messiah. Glory to God. We don't want to come down just like we saw Jesus carrying Peter through the storms last week. My God, thank you, Jesus. Jesus will also come to be with us, to walk with us in the valley of life. Peter reveals how not to respond to Jesus. Listen to what Peter says in verse 4 and 17. He's talking. He's taking all this in. He says, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you want, he said, I'll make these three tabernacles, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. The gospel, Luke, has a little line of even the commentary says that, but he didn't know what he was saying. Come on, Holy Spirit. Peter was wrong in his response to show us what not to do. And this where I believe most Christians and churches struggle with. Peter was wrong because he wanted to stay on the mountain. He wanted to hold on to that mountaintop experience. He never returned to the valley. He wanted to build a beautiful building. He wanted to have a deep Bible study in Moses and Elijah, and they could all just bask with Jesus in the glory up forever. Praise God, they could stay safe and happy up there on the mountaintop forever, even if everyone and everything in the valley below was going to hell. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Just as a chapter before Jesus in Matthew 16, Jesus had warned his disciples that their journey through the valley would be dark and scary. Jesus would be rejected and suffered and crucified, but also promised that he would rise again. But Peter, come on, has stopped listening by then. My God, the darkness and the danger of the valley freaked Peter out, praise God. And he even argued with Jesus about it. The Bible says, so Peter saw the mountaintop as a way of escape, all of the darkness and the suffering down there. Why ever go back down in the valley? They had everything they needed right there. This is what I see a lot of us and churches struggling with today. We want to have it like Peter. We want to stay on the mountaintop of faith and chasing that spiritual rush and safe and comfortable. Praise God. We want to build beautiful buildings and have Bible studies and shrines and good old days and the glory days. And we want to get lost in the fantasy of everything. And we don't want to go back to the valley. We want to stay on the mountaintop with Jesus forever, but that's exactly what God will not let us do. And that brings us to the third truth of the transfiguration. Shows us God reveals the right way to respond to Jesus. It's clear that Peter wasn't connecting the dots the right way. Glory to God. Sometimes we don't connect the dots the right way. We don't see right. We don't hear right. We don't perceive right. Either Peter saw Jesus revealed as God in the flesh with his own eyes, and that still didn't miraculously transform his spiritual outlook. He needed God to come spoon feed it hit to Messiah, to him, glory to God. So do we sometimes. We want everything spoon-fed to us sometimes. My God, I'm sure at times Peter believed in his suggestion of staying on the mountaintop forever, absolutely brilliant, but sooner had the words left in his mouth, God the Father spoke from the cloud and set him straight. Listen to what God the Father told them in Matthew 17 and 5. This is my son whom I dearly love. I am very pleased with him. Listen to him. If Jesus is God, then the only right way to respond is to listen to him. As I'm talking to us this morning, we have to listen to him. We get all our information all over the place. But when do we spend time to listen to him? When do we come to really we read the word of God, open the Bible, wipe the dust off, go to page for page, precept by precept. Jesus said, I want you to listen to me. The first of the most important works of the church is to listen to Jesus. God wasn't just telling, glory to God, Peter to shut up and listen to Jesus. The verb translated to listen is plural, is command. My God, and it presents tense and basically says, y'all don't ever stop listening to Jesus. My God, a Holy Ghost. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and his words are eternal. We are called to abide in the word, to treasure the word up in our heart, to meditate on the day and night, to make his word become flesh by the living in us and living on the inside. So let's listen to what Jesus told the disciples on the mountaintop that day, because the word to them is also the word for us. Matthew 7:7, Jesus came and touched them, and that part of his word too. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nonverbal communication. Jesus comes to us and reassures us, nudges us and in the right directions. And then he says, get up. Don't be afraid. Get up, Jesus. Jesus says, that means they have to leave the mountaintop. And so do we. We have to go back down in the valley where there are challenges, where there are obstacles, where there are temptations, but Jesus must go into the neighborhood of the world to bring God's neighborhood into it. Praise God. And we must go with him. Somebody said, we're going in the neighborhood. My Satuna Basaya. We're going to the next door neighbor. We're going to our family. Glory to God. But then he says, don't be afraid. We will see the experience of broken, and we'll see the experience of suffering, and we'll see the experience of darkness, and we'll see the experience of danger down in the valley. Things will happen to us that shakes us and very shakes the very foundation of us, that comes to confuse us, to hurt us, to leave us absent. Why, Lord? After all, for Jesus, his journey through the valley led to the cross. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost. Somebody say, pick up your cross and follow Jesus. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But we don't have to be afraid, even though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, because of what we saw on the Mount of Transfiguration today, because we know Jesus is God with us. So we don't have to fear evil. Holy Ghost, glory to God. We meet down in the valley because Jesus has already defeated most powerful evils, sin and death and decay. Jesus, our Emmanuel, has won the victory over all those evils. When the nails was driven into the wood, and when they left the empty glow Messiah grave behind him. So we believe that even in the valley, his beauty and love are chasing us all the way home to dwell in the house of God forever. We must keep on listening to him. When he says, get up, don't be afraid. When he said, be encouraged, I have conquered the world. We must keep listening because he never stopped saying it, and he never stopped being true. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When we have to go back down to the mountain, now, come on, Holy Ghost. Now, before we go back out, glory to God, out into the valley today, we want to say a few words about the painting that you've been behind us, and glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, the transfiguration. We are going to be transformed. If we really want Jesus, we're going to be transformed. My God, he was actually working on us. Glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. On to this, when he died, my God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise our God. Are you ready for the Gona Messiah? Glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't always want the mountaintop. Glory to God is where the Ikorobo and the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. When we go back into the valley, Jesus said, don't be afraid. Whatever you're passing through today, don't be afraid. Glory to God. Don't you love the Lord Jesus Christ? Huh? Yakorobo Son, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. He gathered his loved ones. He gathered Peter, James, and John. He went up. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody has someone. Amen. Praise God, that they want to walk with. Come on, somebody. Everybody has someone. Amen. Praise God. Hamasiah. That we've been praying for, that they be transformed. But we are first people of God. Glory to God. When I thought about the love of the Lord, when I thought about Jesus going up to the mountain, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When I thought about Jesus going to the Garden of Gethsemane, when I thought about Jesus dying to himself, when I thought about Jesus had to carry that heavy cross, when I thought about Jesus, when he went to Calvary, when I thought about Jesus, amen, praise God, when they talked about him, glory to God, they loved on him one day. They said crucify him the next day, but they didn't know, praise God, there was a transformation taking place in his life. So I'm telling you today, people of God, whatever you're going through today, God is transforming your life. My God, he wants to see you. Glory to God. He wants to see himself in you. My God, I give him glory today. Let us go to a song, people of God, and I will be right back. Praise God. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost. Somebody said there's a transformation taking place in my life. And Jesus, he's on board. Praise God. He's going with me day and night. He's walking with me, talking with me. He wants more of me to die and less of me. Glory to God. He wants to see himself in my life. He wants me to talk like him. He wants me to walk like him. He wants me to see like him. Oh, come on, somebody. He wants me to hear like him. Somebody say, glory to God. He's a blessing. Amen. Praise God. So when you go to the neighborhood, when you go to your family, they will see God and not you. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, the more we die, the more we sound like him. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Let us go to a song. I'll be right back. My God, I give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, and a Messiah.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. connected to him. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
The song said, I'm almost let go. Come on, somebody. But God mercy kept me. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God mercy kept me. Come on, Holy Spirit. We bless and praise God for that song. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When we go back down the mountain. Now, before we go back out into the valley today, we want to say a few words about, there was a painting, amen, glory to God, with Raphael. Amen. The Transfiguration. He was actually working on it before he passed away. Now, here, what I love about the painting, amen, just to capture the glory of the Transfiguration, he understood that we also have to leave the mountain, come on somebody, and go back down into the valley. So he also painted the next story in Matthew, the gospel, what Peter, James, and John, come on, what Jesus, Peter, James and John saw when they came down from the mountain, when they got back into the valley, they saw brokenness, they saw suffering, confusion, and helplessness. Come on, somebody. There was a little boy down there with epilepsy, severe epilepsy. Come on, somebody. The other disciples who stayed down in the valley had tried to heal him, but they couldn't. Only Jesus could, and he did. Come on. So sometimes people of God, we love the mountaintop, but the people down there, they need our help. They saw the brokenness, they saw the suffering, the confusion, the helplessness, and then we told those disciples, and so he tells us today that he just a tiny bit of faith, amen, praise God, we can accomplish the same thing down in the valley that seems impossible, but it's what we saw on the Mount of Transfiguration that teaches us who and what our faith must be centered on. When he takes us up to that place, amen, praise God, he lets us know, praise God, there are some people, when I get you up there, there are some people that need you down there, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. See, Jesus, when he came back down, he had to heal somebody. Come on, the transfer, come on. The transfiguration teaches us to believe that we have entered the glory cloud of God's presence, that Jesus has called us into God's very life, that through Jesus, God, our house, our neighborhood, glory to God, and made his neighborhood too. And that Jesus will make it, come on somebody, Holy Ghost, and is making it all manner of things well again. So Jesus, glory to God, he's still yet here, praise God. His glory is still yet here. Glory to God, his glory is in your house. His glory is on the inside of you. Praise God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Even the things we can't make well on our own, especially those, the spiritual mountaintop experience that prepares us for the valley to come, but it's really the valley that shapes our faith, renews our faith, come on somebody, and builds us up in faith, because it's only in the valley that we learn that the same Jesus who is Lord on the mountaintop is also Lord in the valley. Can I talk to us today? Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're passing through, amen, praise God, Jesus will allow you to come to the valley. He will allow you to go to the mountaintop. Glory to God. Don't you love the Lord Jesus because he allowed Peter, James, and John to go to the mountaintop. So he will do the same thing for us. Amen. But don't forget the people in the valley. Don't forget God's people. The ones that's hurting, the one that's broken, the one, amen, praise God, that's Holy Ghost, that cannot see their way. Glory to God. Don't forget the homeless. Don't forget the orphans. Don't forget the widows. Or don't forget the prisoners. Don't forget all those things. Amen. Praise God. What did we learn on the mountain when we come back down to the valley? See, when we are in the mountaintop, amen, praise God, we see, praise God, and glory to God, we see Jesus in a more perspective way. So when we come down, amen, praise God, Hananah Messiah, glory to God, that's just like we're passing through something. Sometimes Jesus take us through something so we can have compassion on somebody else. He might allow you to have nothing for a little while, but then he blesses you with something. Glory to God. He lets you know how it feels to go without my Shataya, the double Saya. That's when we get, glory to God, the blessing on the mountaintop. We won't be stingy to the ones that's hungry. We won't be stingy to the ones, amen, that's less fortunate. We won't be, glory to God, feel bad for everybody, but we know that God wants to bless them, amen, praise God. And he can use us to bless them when he takes us up to the place, amen, brings us back down the place. When Jesus came back down, he healed somebody. Come on, Holy Ghost, he's seen the valley. He knew what the valley. He walked through the valley. Come on. You walk through the valley. You stay in the valley. And that's why he left us the scriptures. Glory to God. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my son, the Holy Ghost. The Lord loves us, people of God. Hear the Messiah. So don't forget, amen, when you're up on the mountaintop, don't look down on the people in the valley, because one day we might be down, just like we might go up the ladder, praise God, and we're being blessed, amen. Don't forget that one day we might have to come back down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Meet the same people. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that people wasn't depressed down. So let us love one of the ones. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God. Don't forget. Amen. Jesus said, listen to me. Listen to me. I got a lot to talk to you about. Through my word, I got a lot to talk about. Through my fasting, I got a lot to talk about. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I've set you aside. Amen. Glory to God. There'll be a blessing for me. I set you aside. Amen. Praise God. That you will go back to the neighborhood and talk about me. I set you aside, amen, praise God, glory to God, to bless you, to show people, glory to God, I'm still God, I'm still God, I'm the God of the mountain, I'm the God of the valley, just know that I am the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ. Amen. I am the truth and the life. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God will bless us, people of God. Don't forget. Don't stop listening. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus had to rebuke Peter. Amen. Glory to God. Because Peter wanted to stay there. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. He told, what did he tell Peter? He said, get behind me, Satan. Because he didn't want him to go where he had to go. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody let them know. Praise God. There, I got somewhere to go. I got somewhere to do. Because Jesus has called you. He has prepared you. He called you from your mother's womb. My God, I say thank you. Don't forget today. He's the God of the mountain, and he's the God of the valley. My God, I give God the glory this morning. Amen. I want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For grace and mercy today. I thank God for we living in the realm of the overflow. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't forget, amen, on Thursday, people of God, Pastor Ilona Waters will be with you. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. True Vine International Church. Amen. At 6 p.m. on Thursday. Don't forget Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Amen. Don't forget, I'll be on the prayer line. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For the ones that want to know the prayer line, it is 669-274-9544. Amen. Dial in. Amen. Glory to God. Let us do the work of the evangelist. Amen. Praise God. For all the ones that personally to get in touch with Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. That's 302-883-9799. I thank God for all the partners that's partnered with Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. I thank God for all the tithers. May God continue to bless you as you sow your seeds, and glory to God. May God water them. Amen. Praise God. The blessing of the Lord. Amen. God said, I'll give seed to the sower. God bless you, everyone. Have a blessed, blessed, blessed Mother's Day. Have a blessed Sunday. Amen. For all of you. Amen. Out there. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise our God for this day. This is the day that he has made. Let me pray. 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 Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, I thank you for your word that you have given us, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that we will continue to open up our heart to receive the word of the Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you are transforming our lives, God. Hallelujah, God, that we will be meet for the master's table, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we will be godly examples, God, for the kingdom of God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would use us as tools, God. Hallelujah, God, for the kingdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to pull the people out of those dark places, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for all that you have done on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for all the mothers all around the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. May they be shown love, glory to God, comfort, glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, bless them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless their home. Bless their loved ones, Father God. And we just want to say thank you for grace and mercy, Father God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen and amen and amen. Thank you, God, for the valley. Thank you for the mountaintop. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Leave you with a song. God bless you.
It's been a long time. Doc and me.